Roland Garros ends tonight. The men's final is Novak Djokovic and Stefanos Tsitsipas. So no Rafael Nadal after he lost 3-1 against the Joker a couple of nights ago in the semi-final. Brett Phillips has been covering the event for us and for Channel 9 as well all fortnight long, and he's with us here on SEN. Always good to chat to him. Thanks to First Service Tennis Sunscreen at sunblesssunscreens.com.au. BP, good evening.
Jordan, I am going particularly well.
Can we start on last night? Because I just want to get straight into it. Now, firstly, you're not doing telly anymore, so we're not going to... You've wrapped up?
I'm done.
How'd you find it, firstly?
Last night was... yeah.
No, the TV bit. Because you were magnificent on television.
Well, no, it was good fun. Very different to the radio caper that we're very much used to. But I'm still taking the makeup off. I'm still probably caked in makeup. Really great fun. I mean, great to just see behind the scenes of live television. It's quite calm at sort of my end, but if you went two rooms over, which I sat in and actually observed for half an hour, the amount of people that sit in like a TV control room, put into a live television, it's a real eye-opener. And hats off to all those people behind the scenes that, you know, make it happen and sort of make people like us look good at times. And, great fun, though. And, you know, terrific when you think that Channel 9 has, you know, got the rights when they signed on for 5 years a couple of years ago. They did promise they were going to bring far more tennis than what, you know, Channel 7 had done previously. And, you know, to have the French on free-to-air, where it's normally been on Fox the last few years, I think is great. So, yeah, good fun.
All right, now to the final. Last night, Barbara Krejcikova and Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova. It was going to be a first-time Grand Slam winner either way, but it went to the unseeded 25-year-old from the Czech Republic, and it was a magnificent story. I'll let you elaborate more on this, but one of my favourite stats was that she only won her first singles title the week before Roland Garros started, literally the day or two before Roland Garros began a fortnight ago. She won her first singles title. She's not old by any means. She's 25, but that was her first title. That's just one of many, many great stats and facts to come out from Barbara Krejcikova's win last night.
Yeah, incredible, really. And, you know, certainly, following tennis intimately, we knew about her great doubles record, and it got to world number one in doubles, I think, back in 2018. If she wins tonight, of course, backing up to play the doubles final, she'll go back to world number one in doubles. She'd always been sort of a reasonable singles player, but interestingly, you know, she's never qualified for the main draw of, I think, Wimbledon and the US. Obviously, a lot of her efforts have been put into her doubles. But, yeah, I mean, she's always... All the Czech players, anyone that comes from the Czech Republic, it's such a strong tennis nation. So they're well-grounded. They learn the game technically very well. And, you know, she paid tribute last night to the influence of the late Jana Novotná on her career in teaching her the nuances of the game, how to play the court craft, which Jana was so good at, you know, winning Wimbledon and all the success that she had as a player that could play in all corners of the court. So, yeah, we didn't expect it. I mean, I don't think anyone, Jordan, in sitting down to predict at the start of the tournament who was going to win, would even have had Barbora Krejcikova in the discussion at all. But this is what happens when a lot of the top seeds get knocked out, that it unearths the next sort of line of player who can all play. I mean, if you're inside the top 100, you can play the game extremely well. And, you know, she's taken her chance, and it's very similar in a sense to Ash Barty 2 years ago. I mean, just taking nothing away from Ash winning her first Grand Slam, but the draw opened up and gave her an opportunity. And this incredible statistic of the French, with all the different women's champions we've had the last 7 or 8 years, the different finalists. But for the Czech Republic, yeah, we had Vondrousova a couple of years ago. We had Lucy Safarova, who lost to Serena when she last won the French. You go back to Martina Navratilova when she was under the Czechoslovakia banner. Back before she deferred to the US, making finals, and a great breakthrough. And she just played terrific tennis. I mean, in the end, she had too much court craft for Pavlyuchenkova. Her movement was a little bit better. She just did everything just that that bit better than Pavlyuchenkova to get over the line. I thought her speech was fantastic. And you're right, you sort of look at her and think she is older and she's been around a lot longer, but at 25, I mean, she might be able to possibly sustain this and have more success. It's going to be tough, though. I mean, there's every chance that those two may never, ever play in a Grand Slam final again. So you've got to take the opportunity when it's there.
Absolutely. The Czech Republic, as you said, they are very strong. They're a strong tennis nation, particularly on the women's side. I mean, they've got some great male players. You think recently of someone like Tomáš Berdych, Lukáš Rosol, Jiří Vízlí is Czech as well, I'm pretty sure. So they've got some great male players, but the female players are even better. And they've been a great Fed Cup, now Billie Jean King Cup, great nation there, where they've won a number of titles and made the final a couple of times in the last decade or so. What is it about the Czech Republic? Is it, is it just the culture there of being a tennis playing nation, or is it a great pathway? Do you know about the inner workings of the Czech Republic?
Yeah, look, not I don't know it intimately, but certainly they've always had a pretty strong tennis system. Through tournament play, a bit like, you know, France continue to produce a lot of players, Italy producing a lot of players. They just have a really good tournament structure at those levels underneath. So, you know, this is the debate often with tennis back here. And the thing I hear at sort of more that grassroots level is that there's not enough tournament competition playing opportunities for young kids to feel that match play really, really early and get into those match-type conditions. So that's a big factor of, you know, quite a few of the European countries who just absolutely live and breathe it. And, yeah, they're probably going to, you know, over time produce more. But it's interesting because, you know, Russia, the Czech Republic, France, you know, they've been the traditional countries. But now you're getting countries like Ukraine are stepping up and producing some really, really good young talent. So, yeah, the spread across Europe. I mean, Świątek stepping up from Poland last year. Romania, obviously, you know, on the back of Halep, are producing some much better players inside the top 100. Their Fed Cup team's deeper. So, yeah, it's a tough game to make it. There's a lot of competition. But the Czechs have, they've created an amazing record of success.
So what did you make of the actual final itself? You mentioned briefly before about how well she played. What did Barbara Krejčíková actually do? Because the first two sets were, they swung quite wildly either way, 6-1 and then 6-2 for each of Krejčíková and Pavlyuchenkova in the first two sets. How did Barbara Krejčíková manage to overcome her opponent?
I think in the end, she just had a few more little go-tos. I think her movement to me was better. I mean, Pavlyuchenkova pretty much admitted after the match she was on fumes. She was battling just to, you know, really stay in those rallies and hit that last ball really, really well. And then the errors just started to creep in. So I think her consistency of hitting was pretty telling. She wasn't trying to necessarily go for the winner and blow Pavlyuchenkova off the court. It was just keeping nice depth, keeping nice shape on the ball, working the angles. And Pavlyuchenkova was just struggling to, you know, just get that one extra shot that could see her dictate the point. So I think that's the thing I liked about Barbora. You know, her temperament was really, really good out there. And, you know, she had to win it on her fourth or fifth match point. So it wasn't handed to her. And that's a sign of a, you know, an athlete who was just right in the zone in the moment, believing, you know, inspired by many different things. I mean, you'd love to know what was going through her head when there's the pressure to win a Grand Slam. And I think she just was able to really execute and not overplay, which you can tend to do when you're maybe a little bit nervous and anxious and you want to finish the match off. I think her patience really stood out in that final set.
For the men's final tonight, BP, well, for the fourth time since 2005, so in, 15, 16, 17 years, just the fourth time since then, we'll have a non-Rafael Nadal champion. It'll be one of either Novak Djokovic, who won it in 2016, or Stefanos Tsitsipas, who's looking for his first Grand Slam title win. So no Rafael Nadal tonight, which in itself is obviously a pretty big surprise. But whose form are you liking the most on the clay coming into this? We know Tsitsipas is a good clay player, but Djokovic had to overcome Rafael Nadal. And obviously Djokovic is probably the best player in the world, I guess, now on all courts. Nadal very strong on clay, but Djokovic undoubtedly number one. Which way are you leaning for tonight's final?
Well, I think, you know, you've got to certainly favour Novak, I think it's 5-2, the head-to-head. But they've played some really good matches, these two. Tsitsipas has taken sense. He's been right in matches, so they haven't, been blown out of fairs. And that's, obviously kudos to Tsitsipas and why he's risen to where he has, because he certainly can play against these good guys and be right in matches. But this is the ultimate test, isn't it, to beat the world number one best of five at a major. If he overcomes that, well, the self-belief will just fly for Stefanos, and we'll give him vindication that he absolutely belongs at the top. But the question for me is, and I said this a few days ago and a couple of other radio bits, Jordan, that I just sense this sort of twinkle in the eye of Djokovic. He's so desperate to win a second French, to creep a little closer. It's something that would, I think, bug him if he only ever won one French like Federer. He wants to break all the records. He's in a zone. You can see it. And the way he finished off the match prior to Nadal, when the crowd had to be kicked out against Berrettini, the way he just got into another stratosphere than his opponent was absolutely brilliant to close out that match. And, I mean, his depth, his accuracy, every good offence starts from a good defence, as we know, and that's the hallmark of the Djokovic game. So how does Tsitsipas break that down tonight? He'll play all court. He'll try and get forward. I'm sure he won't want to just slug it out with Djokovic on the baseline. And Stefanos' natural DNA is to move forward anyway. He's pretty confident in the net, big wingspan. He can win some points that way. So it's going to come down to some moments, but if you give Novak the front running, he's going to be pretty hard to peg back. So Tsitsipas has got to get that first set somehow tonight. But that is, we said beating Nadal was just about impossible on clay. Well, to now beat Djokovic in a Grand Slam final is just about impossible, because the only Grand Slam finals he's really lost have been to Nadal and Federer across the journey. He's in his 29th, Stefanos in his first. And when Djokovic gets to this stage, unless it's those two, he's not losing too many Grand Slam finals.
BP, I'm looking forward to it tonight. Thank you very much for previewing and reviewing the two finals with us. And we'll chat again soon.
Indeed. Thanks, John.
Brett Phillips with us here on the SEN Roundup. All thanks to First Serve Tennis Sunscreen at sunblesssunscreens.com.au. So that's the final coming up tonight. It was a three sets, a deciding set result last night in the women's final, and hopefully we get something similar coming up tonight. 11 p.m. is when it all gets underway. I think the new generation of tennis players are sort of criticised a little unfairly. A lot of people say, oh, when's the next generation going to overtake the current generation? When is Tsitsipas and Zverev and Medvedev and Rublev and all these young guys who are mid-20s, when are they going to overtake and really sort of usurp the current generation of Djokovic, Federer, Nadal, etc.? I feel like that's a bit of a bad rap, because if you look at it's criticism that only applies to Grand Slams, I feel like, and I feel like that's sort of poorly researched criticism, because if you look at how these players play in the tour events, so away from Grand Slams and at Masters level, at ATP 500 level, a lot of those young guys are winning tournaments. They're winning the tournaments. They are making finals. They are being able to compete at this level. Regardless, whether Djokovic or Nadal or whoever actually enter those tournaments or not, they can still win those matches. They can still beat those guys. They can still beat Djokovic and Nadal at those levels, which we've seen this year. It's happened. It's happened this year multiple times already. The Masters 1000 events this year has been, I think, all bar one. So there's been four so far. Three of them have been won by the young guys, the next generation, and only one of them have been won by the old guards, so Djokovic, Nadal, etc. That's the split this year. So they actually perform a lot better than what a lot of people think, but the criticism is sound at slams. At slams, that next generation hasn't been able to take the next step, which I guess is the ultimate peak of tennis domination, is at Grand Slam level. And yes, these young guys haven't been able to beat the older generation. The new haven't beat the old at a Grand Slam level. And Stefanos Tsitsipas has the opportunity to do that tonight at Roland Garros. But does he have, the only thing I'm questioning is, and he's a great player, he's an amazing player, but does he have the mental capacity to compete at a Grand Slam final with one of the old guard? Djokovic, they're both extremely talented players, and Tsitsipas has the game that could beat anyone. It's not about the game. It's about the mental toughness, as we know in tennis. It's more a game played between the ears. Does Stefanos Tsitsipas, does he have the minerals to stay with Novak Djokovic when the match looks like it might be going against him if Djokovic gets a run on and gets on top in the contest. Does he have that? That's what we'll find out tonight. That's where the game is going to be won and lost.